This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hit the skids today a bit because there was a sell-off, and of course most of that was with tech, so it just depended if you had a lot of tech stock, and perhaps then you saw the big sell-off. Like I said, the Dow was down, the NASDAQ, and the S&P, and that's where we kick things off here on this Hour of America tonight. In the meantime, the president getting a lot of flack for a particular nasty tweet to a couple of talkers on MSNBC, Greta Van Susteren out in the media wars as the MSNBC host after just a mere 6 months. Think of 14 years with Fox, and she had great ratings at Fox for a very long time. Did not work well at MSNBC. What conservatives are turning into those letters to listen, and I think that they thought maybe that's what would happen, so the numbers were super, super low, and she wasn't bound to last there, especially some of the quick triggers that happen now in broadcasting, frankly, and in television because of how small the market shares are, right? How small they are. Let's talk about the prez and the tweet heard around the world, although we could certainly say that we have had many moments in our short tenure as president where we've talked about that. But this was a super big one. I said this in a previous hour, but the Daily News had a cover of an eagle looking downward, and it said Trump's new low, sexist facelift rant versus a television host. He talked about Mika Brzezinski and said her face was bleeding from a facelift. That was one of the comments. So the White House back on its heels and defending the prez's comments, and a couple of Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough were supposed to go on vacation, say that they're going to address the attacks on a show and postpone the vacation for a day or two to be able to do that. So it's become massive, massive fodder. So while we could talk about a sell-off, on Wall Street, and we can talk about healthcare being, for now, iced, as that debate will click back in, and, of course, Medicaid projections raise kind of a huge obstacle for the Republican health bill because a Congressional Budget Office analysis showed a 35% decrease after two decades, and that creates another challenge for the Republicans as they try to figure out how to tackle this. Then you had Venus Williams, who was involved in a car accident on June 9th that resulted in a fatality, the police say. The crash took place in Florida and is under investigation, but she's in the situation where she's in the middle of that, obviously, so that's not great news for Venus Williams. But what happened in the crash is sad because he had a fatality, and that certainly was making some news. But anyway, this tweet by Trump on the Hill, many of the Republicans chastised the president with, the backlash was huge because that's more concerns about his habit of demeaning women. He taunted Mika Brzezinski by claiming she had been bleeding badly from a facelift, as I mentioned, at his resort in Florida this winter. So I think that is going to, I think that the storm between those two is just going to, it's just going to continue. The whole Trump and Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough back and forth has been up and down the entire time they've been on the air. But President Trump said specifically this. He called her low IQ crazy Mika and referred to a past meeting, that's what he said, where she was bleeding from a facelift. And the tweets were posted before the end of the show, and they had also attacked her, you know, co-host. And he said, I heard poorly rated at Morning Joe speaks badly of me. I don't watch anymore. That's how come, and then he said the IQ crazy Mika along with Psycho Joe came to Mar-a-Lago in a, 3 nights in a row, New Year's Eve, and I insisted on joining me. She was bleeding from the facelift. He said, I said no. So, again, this is the back and forth. All right, Izzy is listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Always glad to talk to Izzy. Izzy, how have you been?
Hey, I'm battling kind of a bad case, so it's hard to talk, but I had a call about a couple things, so bear with me.
I will.
Especially about your hubby. But first, I want to mention this. Have you heard of Cheddar's in Texas? Well, they're all over, actually.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Have you heard the story about the restaurant that kicked a lady out because she wanted to be moved?
Yes.
Because she did not agree with Islam?
Yeah.
So the manager not only would not let them move, he told them to leave the building. And he cites discrimination. And I'm like, excuse me, what part of discrimination did he not impose on her?
Right. I agree with that.
And we don't talk enough about this, that the Muslims do it to everyone else and then scream foul and car file suit, care, however you want to pronounce it.
Right.
But this is just, I think, pathetic. That this happened. And she didn't make a scene. She said it very quietly to the manager.
Yeah, I heard that.
And, well, how come we're not discussing stuff like this? I'm so sick of the politics in D.C. And by the way, Trump was okay with me when he tweeted back to that Mika chick. She is
Mika. Yeah.
Mika, okay.
Yeah.
She is blue, and she's mean. And it's about time somebody starts giving back the media what they dished out. It's like, well, we can dish it out, but we can't take it back. Hello, are you people so wussy and thin-skinned that when it comes home, oh, ouch.
Well, in the end, it's probably going to be good for the ratings, so there you go.
I'm sorry, but I like a lot of his tweets.
Yeah.
And why shouldn't he tweet? I mean, come on. We've been bashing and bashing, not we, per se, but
right. People
are bashing and bashing. So he speaks out, and all at once, the lack of dignity. No, it's called payback is a bitch. And, yep, whomever's on the receiving end is it. Now, Holly, you leave those little taco sauce packages alone. I have a whole bunch in my bottom drawer. And they come in real handy. So you leave Polly, as you call him, his little taco sauce alone.
He's going to love it. He already likes you. Now he's going to like you more. You guys are ganging up on me. Izzy, you're fabulous. Thanks for the call. You are hilarious. Leave him alone with the taco sauce. All right, we're heading to movies next here on ATN.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right
rate to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries. And Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a threefold utopian dream.
Time to go to the movies. We do that every single week because I know some of you have grandchildren, some of you have just your own kids, or you just want to go to a movie yourself. It's the great escape. And sometimes it's the great escape when it's a great movie and you have to see it on a big screen. But often, of course, you can wait for it on a small screen and it can be equally as good. It just depends. But you don't get that movie popcorn that costs a fortune. You don't get to sit in the lounges. You know what I'm talking about. Like now half of the movie theaters you go into and the way the seating is, it's set up for eating and it's set up for you to kick back in a like a Barco lounger, which can be cool, but then it also can cost you a few little extra trinkets if you know what I mean. Of course, this one I think would be interesting to see on a big screen. I remember the first one, Despicable Me, I saw with my mother. It came out so long ago. I saw it with my mother and my nephew, who was so young then. And now we're up to three because there certainly was interest in it. So check out Despicable Me 3.
Shortly after you and your brother were born, your father and I divorced, and we each took one son. Obviously, I got second pick.
I have a twin brother.
Twin brother? He blew that?
My brother!
Finally, I'm meeting you! Your discomfort is hilarious!
So, how are things career-wise?
Ha ha, great!
You let the most wanted villains just get away! You're fired!
So great! Crushing it!
I brought you here to continue the family business! Villainy is in your blood!
Eh, the girls can boobs.
I left that life behind me.
I understand. I wonder what this does.
Holy moly!
Become the villain again.
That's pretty nice.
What you mean? You take me for a friend?
So, what did you guys do today?
There's always a blind guy.
Nothing.
Goodbye.
Hello, Guru.
What about that?
What?
Oh, girls. I'm making learn to appreciate me. Differentiate me.
We've been waiting a long time.
A unicorn horn.
I saw one once.
Was it fluffy?
It was so fluffy.
I thought I was gonna die.
Are villains now?
I mean, hello, sweetie.
Uh-oh, busted.
There's little girls. You got Steve Carell, Kristen Wiig, and Russell Brand, and a whole bunch of other minions running around. I'm sure it's going to find its audience. That's why they're on the third one. The first one rocked it, and if you go back to 2010 is when the first one came out, and it just is the continuation of the story. We move from Despicable Me 3 in an animated flick to one called The House.
Oh, God. No, I don't want to click it. I'm not going to click it. Why don't you click it?
If they say no to you, I say we say no to them. If they don't want my baby, they're stupid.
When I became a dad, I made a choice to support my daughter's dreams.
You don't have enough money.
It says right here, you have $401,000.
Jackpot.
You missed it.
That says you have a 401k account.
Alex thinks we can afford tuition and we can't.
We gotta lie. That's what parents do. Because otherwise the kids are gonna realize that we don't know what we're doing.
Welcome. I have a way for you guys to make 4 years tuition in 1 month. Underground Casino.
Seems to check out.
Do this math. You're 40 years old and you go to jail for 20 years. How old are you when you get out?
90.
No.
100.
Honey.
If I have some scratch paper, I can figure it out.
You want to make money like Vegas? You got to look like Vegas. We've got a nail salon, massages. You're never going to believe what's in this next room.
Is it a strip club? What's up with that kid?
That kid's 11. He's a fantastic DJ. Drop that beat.
Amazing. All right, Mama
Life. Your mother and I will be working late every night.
I still don't feel like you're lying.
We love you so much. I'm so proud of you. But you need to shut up.
What did you just say?
It's so hard being a parent.
There's something fishy going on with those three.
We're going to bet on our friends fighting?
We're a casino. Have you ever heard of Fight Night? Mark and Laura are pretty good in there.
Fight!
They both take the same MMA class at the Y. Ah! She daughter!
I don't know why I love this so much!
Are those women's sunglasses?
No. They're tiny.
I feel like a badass bitch.
I'm not going to tell my daughter she can't go to college, so we resorted to a life of crime.
Amazing.
Guys, we got a problem.
Cheating.
We got to send a message like De Niro in Casino.
You think you can cheat us?
What are you guys going to do about it anyway?
Oh, I'm so scared.
I'm going to do this.
No, I'm going to do this.
Hey, hey, hey.
Don't play around with come on. Oh.
Tell your friends if they mess with us, this is what they're going to get.
All right, Will Ferrell, Amy Poehler, Ryan Simpkins, some names you would recognize. This was a movie about two people who are trying to figure out a way to earn some money after their daughter's scholarship falls through. Can you relate? And what do? They join forces with the neighbors to start an underground casino in one of their houses. I don't know. The premise is kind of clever. Will it find an audience? I think it's debatable. I like Amy Poehler. I like some of the people in it. 1 hour and 28 minutes, so it's not too long of a comedy. So not by the time you go through the trailers and everything else before a movie, it might not be bad. The last one is Beguiled. Check it out.
We ask for your protection over our school, and we pray that we will be kept from harm throughout the night.
Amen.
Dad?
No. Get him inside. Quick! You're our most unwelcome visitor, and we do not propose to entertain you.
You'll find them easily amused.
You won't be here long enough for that.
How did you end up in this place?
Why are you so interested in me?
I admire your strength.
I'm just trying to give them what they need to survive in these times.
If you could have anything in the world, what would it be?
To be taken far away from here.
Come with me.
He seems to be a sensitive person. Does he?
John.
It seems the enemy is not what we believe. I hope you like apple pie. Is that my recipe? It is. I need rags. I need chloroform. Go to the smokehouse. Get the saw. Now. Bring me the anatomy book.
Did I get you anything?
Give me the key.
You know I can't draw that.
All right, so Beguiled is it's an interesting movie. It's Sofia Coppola's movie, and it's about a corporal who is an injured Union soldier who finds himself running away as a deserter during the Civil War, and he seeks revenge on an all-female Southern boarding school. You know who's at the boarding school? Nicole Kidman, Kirsten Dunst, Ellie Fanning is there, Colin Farrell is the main character. Interesting. Forbes Books at Bedtime next.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Here we are on Forbes Books at Bedtime, and we have a special guest, Greg.
She must be special because she showed up here, we're at WPO, the Women Presidents Organization, and when this woman showed up to be interviewed, I thought I was watching Entourage or something.
Know.
I mean, this whole cadre of people coming up, kissing her, hugging her, photographing her.
Phyllis Newhouse, who, by the way, is on that fast track, number 7 on the fastest 50 growing.
Help us. What it, 50 fastest women-led businesses in the country.
Yeah.
Yes.
Incredible.
And you're number 7.
Number 7.
What's wrong with number 6?
You know, I wanted to be the. this is actually my 6th year on the list. 6 years in a row.
Wow.
In a row.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, number 1 next year.
Yeah. Well, all my girlfriends are ahead of me.
I like that.
Oh, so it's now a
challenge.
Friendly competition. I love that. I love that.
And, of course, Phyllis is the chief, or is the CEO. She is the chief, but she's the CEO of Extreme Solutions.
Absolutely.
So Extreme Solutions, for my 3 million listeners who may not know, and I'm sure most of them do, what do you do at Extreme Solutions?
So Extreme Solutions is a cybersecurity firm, and we specialize
specialized in ethical hacking. So we work with companies with very large complex infrastructures and networks, and then we help them look at the risks and the vulnerabilities in their network. And we do this in three different ways. We do it by training their cyber workforce. We also help them with mitigate strategies long-term to protect their networks. And then we do operational intelligence that help them understand how vulnerable they are based off of their industry and particularly what types of attacks that they're more prone to.
How did you get here?
So I spent 22 years in the Army, and when I left the military working out of the cyber espionage, I decided that this was definitely the way of the future in terms of private sector, and so I started the company in 2002.
Can I ask a stupid question?
No.
Are you a spy?
No.
In all seriousness, what you just said about cyber,
all women are spies, in case you didn't
that
know.
That was not the question I was exactly asking, but it was a great answer. So did you say you...
Worked in the military in information security, which was really, at the time, was cyber espionage. That's internal breaches that happen as we're leaking classified information, that type of stuff.
Wow. So when you left the military, was it your goal to create a business, and did you ever see yourself having the incredible success you have?
Okay, so I'll start with the first question, and yes, I did see myself starting a business. I knew that I was going to be an entrepreneur. I knew that I liked building things. I had already led organizations and stood up organizations within the military, so that was sort of like business 101 for me. So when I got out, I didn't think that was going to be the tough part. The tough part was now you've led people, how do you grow revenue? Yeah. How do you grow an organization? So for me, in terms of success, I never really thought I would have a very small business.
You always had a very big goal.
A very big vision.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how important is that? That's a great point, Greg. How important is that vision? Do you think part of the problem for some women in business, or really anyone in business, is they have self-limiting beliefs, and that's part of the problem in growing revenue?
Right. I believe that a lot of women who start businesses, they say, well, I just want, I've heard women say, well, I just want something small. I'm not trying to be really big. Because they don't believe they have the capacity to grow. They don't think that they can build an infrastructure big enough to grow. And so they limit themselves by saying, well, if I just make it to $1 million, I'm going to be okay.
Yes.
Because they can't see beyond, or they don't think they have the capabilities to run a company that size. They don't think they have the capabilities to find people, resources. And, two, they may not believe that they have it takes a lot of commitment to do that. And we talked about this yesterday with a group of young entrepreneurs, and we talked about what it takes in terms of commitment and discipline. And without the discipline, you certainly can't get to this level.
Coming from a woman who began her career in the military.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's actually the question I was going to ask you is, what did you learn in the military that helped you? And you've already answered it in a way. But I'm also wondering, when you came from such a disciplined but also very rigid environment, or as I envision it, and then going out into the business world where you're the boss, what did you learn from the military that helped you, and were there some things you had to relearn?
So the military teaches you leadership 101. And I'm going to tell you, to me, I believe that some of your most successful businesses and leaders, they are already great leaders anyway. So I didn't just want to be a good leader in the military. I wanted to be a great leader.
Yes.
And that's the difference between the two, is that great leaders understand how to build good people and make them great leaders. And so I knew that starting a company, I had to bring in great leaders. I'm the visionary at this point, so I need great leaders. And so that was the thing for me, was as long as I surround and build a team of great leaders and give that team the responsibility, they're responsible for growing the company. I give them the vision, and they help grow that company. And that's, to me, how some of your larger companies have grown, is because they brought the great leaders in that know how to do it.
Where do you see the future of, I mean, I think your company, obviously, every year you're growing those revenues. You're in such a wide open space, I think, because how vital is security? How vital is what we're talking about with so many open ports and so many problems with, you know, again, security?
I can tell you why this industry is going to continue to grow. Number one, the attacks that we're having, the breaches, which is when we start talking about democracy, you know, when we start having these types of cyber attacks in our democracy systems around the world, not just in the U.S., then, and then, too, we really don't have a workforce that exists right now. So we're building a brand new workforce. Your traditional IT guy will not even exist in 5 years. You will have to have people that understand cyber, and very complex cyber attacks will happen in the next 2 to 3 years. So why will Extreme Solutions grow? Why will I be number one in the next 5 years on the fastest?
And we want to talk to you every year along the way.
And I say this not in arrogance, but when you look at the average cyber job right now, for every company, you really almost need 3 guys that understand cybersecurity versus 25 IT guys that don't have a clue. And so this is a growing field. And so what we're doing right now, we're training a workforce in my organization that doesn't exist. We're training them for other corporations. And so we have a cyber training academy that focuses only on teaching people how to work with some of your most sophisticated attacks in the world. And we work with them on operational intelligence, how understanding these types of attacks that they may not see anywhere else.
Wow. We're talking with Philip Newhouse. She's the CEO of Extreme Solutions. The website, by the way, is xtreme-solutions-inc.com. So it's not the word extreme with an E, it's with an X.
It's with an X.
Extreme Solutions.
Extreme.
Yes, extreme, as Phyllis is. You mentioned very early on while we were talking the term ethical hacking.
Mm-hmm.
Hope people understand what you mean by that.
Okay. Most people understand that when they hear I'm a hacker, they think that's a bad thing.
Right.
So ethical hackers are people who really do this and have a passion for protecting our national security, for one thing. So a certified, in our industry, a certified ethical hacker is someone who's certified to go into networks. You know, so that's a difference between somebody who's not authorized and someone who's certified.
And certified, I would imagine, is both a technical thing and a security thing, right?
Well, it's technical, yes, and you have to be certified by the National Institute of NIST, which is our industry certification.
Sure.
So it's no different than a CPA who has to go get certified.
Yeah.
Ethical hackers have to be certified.
But also, do they have to pass some kind of security clearance?
Background check. Yeah, and so my workforce, 99% of my workforce has minimally a top secret clearance.
Wow.
So how many people is that?
Well, right now we have approximately about 1,400 employees.
Holy
yeah.
1,400? I didn't expect that.
1,400 top secret clearances, give or take.
Yeah, give or take.
And the companies you work for or with vary, don't they?
Yeah. So about 65% of what I do is on the federal side. And then we are also in private sector. So we're on the critical infrastructure side as well. Oil and gas, electric. We work with transportation, water departments.
You're protecting our infrastructure.
Yeah, critical infrastructure.
Wow.
Yes.
Pretty amazing.
I know. What keeps you up at night?
Okay, so please don't ask that question around my friends.
You got a lot of friends around here.
They might tell you that she never goes to sleep. But you know what? I would say, this comes back to that patriotic side of me. What keeps me up at night is worrying about how, in this country, people really still don't take this as a serious issue. We really don't understand the critical infrastructure that we take for granted every day, that what it takes to protect your water system, the water that comes in and out of your home that you drink every day.
Yeah.
So it's just those things, and if we are advancing enough in technology in this country to be on the top of cutting edge technology, and then too, our school systems, promoting those STEM programs now so that we can be in a better posture 3 to 5 years from now. In terms of our
when
critical infrastructure.
4,500 top secret.
Yes.
Yeah. Phyllis Newhouse, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Oh, I loved it. Thank you.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I was having a conversation with somebody who just lost a loved one to pancreatic cancer. And, you know, it's interesting. There's a new study out that reveals that snus does not increase the risk for pancreatic cancer, which is pretty interesting because when we're talking about tobacco and we're talking about people having success quitting cigarettes and dip with it and all that kind of thing. And then there was this weird buzz that, well, is it safe and what's the scoop out there? And we've got Dr. Brad Radu with us. He's a professor of medicine at the University of Louisville. And Doc, thanks for coming back on with us. I think we had a conversation once before. First of all, let's talk about the fact of this pancreatic cancer study, because as I mentioned, I don't have many friends who have died from pancreatic cancer, but of course we know it's one of the terrible forms of cancer. And it's interesting, this study that just came out and the effects of that. What can you tell us about the cancer study?
Well, first, Kate, it's great to be here and nice to talk with you again. First, we know that smoking increases the risks for pancreatic cancer. There's no doubt about that. We've known that for several decades. But But the most recent finding had to do with Swedish snus, which is a smokeless tobacco product tucked inside the upper lip, causing no spitting. And scientists in Sweden have documented now that there is no risk of pancreatic cancer with snus. And that mirrors other studies done both here in the United States and in Sweden, where we're not seeing any risk. And that's a really good finding for those smokers who want to switch to a far safer tobacco alternative.
Yeah, so what is snus? What is smokeless tobacco for people who didn't hear that conversation we had before?
Well, snus and American moist snuff, they come in loose form, but they also come in small packets or pouches that you can tuck into your upper lip. And they're basically very easy to use, can be used in any social situation. They deliver nicotine, which doesn't cause any of the diseases linked to smoking. They say that people smoke for the nicotine, but they die from the tar. And when you don't burn tobacco, you don't create any of those hundreds of toxins that end up causing cancers, heart disease, and emphysema. So smokeless tobacco is a vastly safer alternative, and Swedish snus fits the bill for some smokers when they want to go smoke-free.
Yeah, how many adult smokers try to quit every year and then completely fail? They just give up.
Well, we know that a lot of smokers try to quit, and they use all kinds of things. The thing is, the federal government and many health organizations recommend products like nicotine replacement gum and patches, prescription drugs. But unfortunately, they work for only a tiny fraction of smokers. Many smokers need tobacco. They need nicotine, and they're not satisfied if they're not getting that. So switching to a smoke-free alternative like snus or moist snuff, dip, American dip products, or even e-cigarettes is a vastly safer way to get that tobacco satisfaction without that high risk of smoking.
Yeah, and do you find that a lot of people are finally getting turned on to that? I think more and more people are.
Well, I agree with you, Kate, but the problem is that the federal government keeps on its campaign against all tobacco products. The federal government has this vision. It's called a tobacco-free society. And that, in essence, is a prohibition. So the FDA and the CDC come out with blatant campaigns saying that smokeless tobacco causes cancer. And that's simply not true. It's a very, very tiny risk if it's there at all. A federal study last fall concluded that American dip and chew products don't even cause mouth cancer. And now we have this new study where Swedish snus products weren't associated with pancreatic cancer. So we know that these products are vastly safer, and the federal government needs to quit its campaign against these products and allow Americans to switch to safer alternatives.
This study is really significant. I don't think I emphasized it enough at the top. I mean, this is really a big deal, isn't it?
It's a big deal, and it reinforces other studies. The majority of studies conducted over the past 20 years have been negative with respect to pancreatic cancer. But this is a large study in Sweden. It involved several universities, including the Karolinska Institute, which is Sweden's most prominent medical university. And it's very, very clear the risks aren't there.
Wow, I'll be curious as to see where all of this goes. And so how do you fight the good fight? I mean, you do interviews like this one, right?
Well, I do, and we just need to keep getting the word out. We need to keep pressuring the federal government to start telling the truth about smoke-free alternatives like snus and e-cigarettes. We need to tell them we can no longer tolerate them lying and misleading the American people with respect to these safer alternatives.
All right, Dr. Brad, thank you so much. Good to have you on the show again.
Great being here, Kate.
All right, so with snus in the study, I'm going to dive a little bit deeper here on that. Snus, they say, doesn't lead to an increased risk for pancreatic cancer. That's according to this study from Sweden that was published in a respected international journal of cancer. They say snus is the safest, cleanest, and most discreet form of tobacco around. I know, you know, there's that push-pull over tobacco. And if you know anyone that really struggles with cigarette use, the whole e-cig and snus and et cetera have been lifesavers, honestly, for some because they have such a hard time. Now, a lot of people have had great success quitting cigarettes because of that, because of the switch. It is just fascinating to me as somebody who does not smoke, as somebody who has not struggled with this, but with somebody as somebody who has seen other people struggle with it. And, you know, talking about how comprehensive the study was, because to me, when the studies come out, it's always interesting. They studied 400,000 men, and they didn't find an increased risk among snus users. They also found from previous studies, the results were based on a bunch of different strengths, right? So they found that there was no increased risk depending on how much or how long someone had been using it. So as you're listening to this and you're saying, I asked you know, Dr. Radu about the how significant it was, and the last study was back in 2001, and that, you know, when the cancer warnings on snus cans were removed following the dismissal of any kind of association, I guess, with oral cancer. So then they went back in and, you know, there's this other study. And it means that the last remaining alarm on the Swedish snus and the association with cancer, they say, well, now you can dismiss it because this is how deep this study was. The number of users in Sweden surpassed 1 million, and they actually have the lowest smoking prevalence in Europe at about 11% of their adult population. You think of Europe, because that's really, I think of smokers when I think of Europe, and they say 11% of the adult population compared to the European Union average of 28%. Wow, 28%. Can you imagine that? That's pretty high. But again, that's why it's so significant, especially there, because of, you know, again, what we're talking about and this study saying that if you look at the risk for pancreatic cancer, which is a brutal form of cancer, that's probably a huge relief to a lot of those people, obviously, who are using it. And, you know, there is always that tug of war over smokeless. And in this edition of For Your Health, I think it's interesting to take a look at that. So, and I'm always intrigued. I'm always intrigued to see what people are doing when they're trying to quit one of the hardest habits to quit, and that's smoking cigarettes. Hey, thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.